For months, the Ethiopian government has been at war with forces in its northern Tigray region. Fighting began in November of last year, and the ongoing conflict has killed thousands of people and, according to reporting from Reuters, left around 2 million people displaced. NPR's international correspondent Eder Peralta joins us with details. Hi, Eder.
Hi, Celeste.
So where does the conflict stand at this point?
It's still complicated, and in a lot of ways, it's getting more complicated. I mean, as you mentioned, this conflict started in November. Government forces were joined by neighboring Eritrean military, and they quickly beat back the Tigrayan rebels. They took over the rebel capital just weeks after the fighting started, but then this turned into a guerrilla war. The Tigrayans kept plucking away. They were taking a town here, ambushing a battalion there, and eventually in one battle, they captured 1,000 Ethiopian soldiers. They made a huge push after that, and last month, they took over the capital, their capital. Once again, the Ethiopian military pulled out of their region, and right now, the government is regrouping. They're asking regional militias to join their fight. They're actively recruiting new soldiers, and the Tigrayan rebels, meanwhile, are pushing the fight into neighboring regions. So this is setting the table for a pretty serious confrontation in the near future when the government decides to take another go at the Tigrayan rebels.
Can you remind us what launched this conflict? What are they fighting over?
Yeah, look, I think, put simply, it's a power struggle between a new ambitious prime minister and the Tigrayan forces who were in power for almost 30 years in Ethiopia. So it's a classic power struggle, but underneath it is it's a philosophical fight. The Tigrayan rebels fought to make Ethiopia into a country where different ethnicities could have their own powerful local governments and to have even the ability to secede. Abiy and his allies, the prime minister and his allies, believe in a more unified country, a stronger central government, and the Tigrayans, a minority in Ethiopia, view that as an existential threat. So all of this tension built up for more than a year, and it turned violent when the Tigrayan rebels attacked a military base in northern Ethiopia, and that has meant war.
As we mentioned, it's been estimated that around 2 million people have been displaced because of this conflict. How are they coping? Where are they going? And who's helping them?
It's dire. When the government forces left Tigray, the power was shut off. Internet, phone, roads were also blocked. Humanitarian agencies say millions of people are in need of aid, and there's just not enough flowing in. Just a few weeks ago, the UN was warning of looming famine. And if fighting begins to get bad, as most people expect, the humanitarian situation could deteriorate very quickly.
In 2019, the country's prime minister was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his work trying to restart peace talks in that region. How does that stand? In other words, is it possible we could get a peace treaty?
It doesn't look likely. Look, defenders of the prime minister will tell you that he tried, that he gave Tigrayan leaders chance after chance to negotiate. But then they attacked his troops to begin this conflict. And I think what we've seen is a hardening of Abiy Ahmed, the prime minister who began his rule as a reformer, who talked about forgiveness and reconciliation, has now consolidated power. He's pushed through a flawed election and is now 100% on the warpath with the former rulers of Ethiopia. He says the Tigrayan rebels are, quote, an invasive weed that must be destroyed and never allowed to grow again. And those words tell you that this conflict is not coming to an end anytime soon.
We only have about 30 seconds, but I wonder, Eder, this is all happening while COVID rages. How is the country's battle with COVID going?
Yeah, look, right now they're in between a lull, or they're at a lull between waves. But I remember I was there at the peak of the last wave, and I remember sitting in a government office, and I asked one of the secretaries how come no one was wearing a mask, and she laughed. She said, look, we're being killed with bullets and bombs. COVID doesn't mean a thing for us here.
NPR's international correspondent, Eder Peralta, thank you.
Thank you, Celeste.